How many of you would say that Leviticus is your favorite book in the Bible? I don't see any hands that are up. I have to admit that Leviticus is not exactly page-turning material. Somehow it's a little bit difficult for me to get excited about the details of how to build a tabernacle.
有些关于怎样建那个圣会幕啊，那些细节并不会让我觉得很兴奋。
Or how to deal with bodily discharges that cause some sort of uncleanness.
或者人应该怎么样处理他身体的一些不洁净呢？这也很难让我读得很兴奋。It's
hard for me to say that I love reading Leviticus.
要让我说我喜欢利未记是很难的。
I love reading the New Testament.
我喜欢读新约圣经。
I love reading Psalms and Proverbs.
你喜欢诗篇和箴言。
I love reading the historical books.
我也喜欢读历史书。
I even love reading Genesis and the first part of Exodus.
我也喜欢读创世纪和出埃及记的前半部分。
But when it comes to Leviticus, it's difficult reading.
但到了利未记，我阅读就变得很困难。
And yet, in Psalms 119, verse 97, King David says, "Oh, how I love your law! I meditate upon it all day long."
但在诗篇119篇里，大卫王说：“我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。”
Leviticus is part of the law of Moses that David is referring to.
大卫在这里说的是摩西的律法，其中就包括利未记这本书。
In other words, David is saying, "I love reading Leviticus."
也就是说，大卫实际上说：“我爱利未记。”
In fact, I'm so obsessed with reading it, I meditate upon it, and I think about it all day long.
甚至说是他对利未记很着迷，他终日不住的思想。Now,
how did David develop such passion for the book of Leviticus?
这很让人惊讶，大卫是怎样对利未记这本书有了这么强烈的热情呢？
I think one reason might be because he understood the purpose of Leviticus.
我想其中一个原因就是他了解律法的目的。
One of the purposes of the law of Moses is to bring people to Jesus. In Matthew 5, verse 17, Jesus says, "Do you think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets? I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
在马太福音5章17节，耶稣说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来并不是要废掉，乃是要成全。”
In other words, Jesus not only came to fulfill the prophets, but he also came to fulfill the law.
也就是说，耶稣的来不仅仅成全了预言，他也成全了律法。
For example, he died on the day of the Passover.
例如，他是在逾越节那天受死。
And he truly was the Passover lamb who came to take away the sins of the world.
他就是那个真正的逾越节的羔羊，为除去我们的罪。
So David loved Leviticus because it gave him a little peek into what the promised Messiah would be like.
所以大卫热爱利未记这卷书，因为他窥探到应许的那位弥赛亚应该是什么样子的。
And it made him long for the Messiah.
这使他渴望能见到这位弥赛亚。
Another purpose of the Old Testament law is found in Leviticus 19, verse 2.
律法的另外一个功用记载在利未记19章2节。
Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, "Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy."
经文说，你晓谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
The second reason for the law is to glorify God by being holy.
律法的第二个目的是激励人们可以效法神的圣洁，去荣耀神。
So, King David loved Leviticus because he wanted to make God look good because he wanted to make God proud of him. But another purpose of the law can be found in Romans chapter 13, verses 9 and 10.
律法还有一个目的在罗马书13章9到10节。
The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
虽然经文说，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
The third purpose of the law is to help people to love each other better.
律法的第三个目的就是帮助人们彼此更加相爱。
You see, God not only created us so that we could love Him and that He could love us, but He also created us so that we could love one another.
神创造人类，不仅仅是为了他可以爱我们，我们可以回应他，也是为了我们彼此相爱。
And King David loved Leviticus because it gave him some practical advice about how he could love other people.
大卫王喜爱利未记，因为这卷书给了他一些实际的例子，教导他可以怎样更加爱人。
And so in 2010, we still need Leviticus.
所以到了现在2010年，我们仍然需要利未记。
It points us to Jesus.
它指向耶稣。
It motivates us to glorify God by being holy.
它激励我们追求圣洁，荣耀神。
And it gives us some practical insights on how we can love one another.
它给我们一些实际的例子，叫我们怎样爱别人。
And today we're going to focus on the third purpose of the law.
今天我们主要看律法的第三个目的。
We're going to take a look at my favorite chapter in the book of Leviticus, which is chapter 19.
我们来看一下《利未记》中我最喜欢的一章是十九章。
Because this chapter gives us some practical advice about how we can love one another.
因为这一章给出一些实际的例子，让我们可以知道怎样去爱别人。
But as we take a look at Leviticus 19, we need to realize that not all of the laws in Leviticus 19 are equally applicable to us today.
当我们看十九章的时候，我们要认识到这里有一部分具体的律法是不适用于今天了。
You see, Leviticus was not directly written to Christians.
利未记并不是直接写给基督徒的。
Instead, it was written to the Jewish people who read it before the law was fulfilled in the law in the life of Jesus Christ.
当时是写给犹太人的，他们生活在律法被耶稣成全之前的一个时代。
It was also written to the Jews who lived in a theocracy.
也是写给那些生活在一个神权国家的犹太人的。
A theocracy is a government that is ruled directly by God.
那个神权国家就是一个直接被神管理的国家。
Today we live after Jesus Christ fulfilled much of the law.
今天我们生活在耶稣成全了律法的时代。
And obviously we do not live in a theocracy.
且我们不是生活在一个神权的国家。
Therefore, when we read through Leviticus 19, we need to look at it through the lens of the New Testament.
所以当我们读十九章的时候，我们需要通过旧约的眼镜来看这卷书内容，新约的。
And we need to follow, and we need to apply the following principle of biblical interpretation of this text.
我们需要把一些解经的原则运用在对这一章的理解上。
Does the New Testament accept, reject, or revise the teaching of the Old Testament text?
新约的原则是否定？而是肯定、否定还是修改这些经文的教导。
For those laws that the New Testament accepts, we should obey the direct command.
对那些新约仍旧接受的，我们需要遵守。
For those laws that the New Testament rejects because it was fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ, we do not need to obey.
对那些在新约中因为耶稣可以成全而否定的律法。
And for those commands that have been revised, we need to obey the principle that is behind it.
对那些被修改了的诫命，我们需要遵守它背后的原则。
Today, because of a lack of time, we're not going to look at the laws that were already fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ.
因为时间关系，我们不去看那些已经被耶稣成全了的律法。
We're not going to focus on the ones we don't need to obey. Instead, we're going to focus on the laws that we should directly obey and also the ones that we should obey the principle behind the law. The key passage in this Leviticus 19 is verse 8, which says, Love your neighbor as yourself.
这主要的一节经文是利未记19章19节，要爱人如己。
When it comes to the way that we relate to each other, the key question that we need to ask ourselves is, would I like to be treated that way?
当这个关系到我们怎样处理与他人的关系的时候，我们需要问到，我愿意被人以同样的方式对待吗？
If you'd like it, then do it.
如果你愿意，就这样对待别人。
If you won't like it, then don't do it.
如果不是，就不要那样对待别人。
As we look at each of these commands, I would like you to evaluate yourself by giving yourself a grade from 1 to 10 concerning how well you are obeying those commandments.
当我们看这些诫命的时候，希望大家可以做一个练习，就是在每一个上你可以试着给自己打一个分，从0到10。
And so my purpose of this message today is to motivate you to love other people by obeying the commandments that are found in Leviticus chapter 19.
今天我信息的目的是想激励大家可以尽力去遵守十九章里这些爱人的诫命。
The first group of commandments can be found in Leviticus 19 verses 9 and 10.
让我们先看利未记十九章九到十节的第一组诫命。
In this passage, God tells us how we should treat poor people.
这里神教导我们应该怎样对待穷人。
When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God.
就是说在你们的地收割庄稼不可割尽田角也不可拾取所遗落的不可摘尽葡萄园的果子不可拾取葡萄园所掉的果子要留给穷人和寄居的我是耶和华你们的神。
In this passage, God is telling the farmers not to be so greedy to gather in every grain of wheat or every grape from their vineyard. Instead, they should leave some of it for the poor people to gather.
神在这里告诫农夫不要贪心，把田地里剩下的麦穗或者葡萄园里剩下的葡萄都捡完。相反的，他们应该把剩下的作物留给穷人。
This was an ingenious idea.
这是一个很创意的方法。
It didn't cause any extra work for the farmer.
他并不会让这些农夫多付一些劳力。
In fact, he didn't have to waste his time on doing something that would not be very cost effective.
实际上，教导他们其实并不需要把时间花在一些不是很有效的工作上，如拾麦穗什么。
But it was also a great deal for the poor people.
但对于穷人来说，这是极大的帮助。
They would have enough food to eat.
他们可以有足够的食物。
But instead of getting a free handout, they would have to work for it.
所以他们这样做不只是接受别人的施舍，他们自己也可以通过劳作来收获。
That helps the poor person to keep his dignity.
这样就帮助穷人可以维护他们的尊严。
And it helps him to develop some good working skills so that he would be employable for the future.
你锻炼他们可以有好的一些劳作技巧，可以找到工作。
Governments tend to go to one or to the other extreme.
现在的政府倾向于走两个极端。
For example, some governments are too capitalistic in that they don't really care for the needs of the poor people.
有些政府走向太过资本主义的，而忽视穷人的需要。
As a result, the poor get poorer and the rich get richer.
结果就是富人跟贫富差距很大。
But on the other hand, there are governments that are too socialistic.
另外还有一类政府他们的倾向是太偏向社会主义。
They give free handouts to the poor people.
无偿地给出一些资源。
And as a result, the poor person gets lazy and he develops a sense of entitlement.
使得穷人在这些国家就懒惰，而且觉得这些都是理所当然得的。
On one hand, the rich do get poorer.
一方面有些富人会变穷。
Because they have to pay more taxes.
因为他们要多交税。
But on the other hand, the poor do not get richer.
但另外一方面，穷人没办法变富。
Because they do not develop a good work ethic.
因为他们没有培养出一种积极的工作伦理。
You see, people don't need a hand out.
人们不需要免费的施舍。
Instead, they need a hand up.
他们需要积极的辅助。
Now, most of us probably don't own any fields or vineyards, so how does this passage apply to us?
我们中间大部分人可能没有田地，也没有葡萄园啊。我们怎么样应用这个经文呢？
First, we should vote wisely.
首先，我们要智慧的做选择。
Vote for programs that help teach the poor people to fish rather than giving them a fish.
我们可以智慧的选择帮助一些扶贫的施工机构，是那些可以授人以渔，而不是授人以渔的项目。
I think we should make sure that schools are well funded, particularly the schools that are helping out the poor people.
我们应该确保在低收入的地区的学校是有足够财力资助的。
We should vote for programs that motivate the poor person to work hard instead of just staying home.
我们应该支持一些项目是帮助穷人去激励他们工作，而不是待在家里的。
Secondly, we should give to organizations that truly help the poor people help themselves.
第二，我们应该为那些帮助在积极意义上帮助穷人的机构来奉献。
For example, there's organizations that you can give to that can give out microloans to entrepreneurs in third world countries.
因为现在有一些机构是给一些第三世界的说那些小额的创业者发放小额贷款的。
If you'd like to know some good organizations, you could talk to me personally afterwards.
如果你想了解一些这样机构，可以来跟我谈。
And thirdly, we should befriend those people who are poor and help them work instead of giving them free handouts.
第三是我们可以结识一些贫困的朋友，帮助他们找工作，而不只是施舍给他们。
Last summer, a group of us went to Brooklyn, New York, to lead a day camp for children of Chinese blue-collar workers.
去年夏天，我们教会有一个团队去布鲁克林宣教，我们去那里帮一些华工的孩子开展了一天的营会。
We were obeying the law of love by helping these children learn good skills that would help them in the future.
我们帮助这些弱势的孩子学会一些技能，就是在遵守爱人的诫命。
Today there is a young man who grew up in our church who is now teaching children in an inner city school.
今天就有一位弟兄是从我们教会成长的，他现在在一个内城区的学校教这些孩子。
He is obeying the law of love because he's teaching these children to help themselves.
他就是在遵守爱人的诫命，因为他教会这些孩子一些技巧，让他们自立。
Now, not all of us can move into the inner city and to teach children who are low income.
并不是我们中间所有人都可以搬家到那样的社区去教这些孩子。
But all of us can do something.
但我们都可以做一点什么。
Perhaps it's helping the poor people that are here in America.
也许是为美国这里的一些穷人。
Perhaps it's helping poor people in China.
也许是为中国的一些穷人。
Or maybe it's helping out these poor people in Haiti that have just gone through just a tragic event this past week.
或者是其他地方像海地，他们发生很不幸的一些灾难。
So how good are you at taking care of the poor?
你自己怎样对待穷人呢？
You grade yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. Well, the second commandment that we need to look at today can be found in verse 11. This commandment deals with possessions. Do not steal. Do you have a problem with stealing? Do you go to your local convenience store and shoplift?
你有没有到商店里、便利店没有付钱拿过东西吗
？On a group this large, it's quite possible that somebody here is a shoplifter.
在我们这样一个这么多人中，通常可能有人有这样的问题。
If it is, it's really wrong, and you need to stop it.
如果有的话，就是绝对错误的，需要认罪，停止这样做。
But I think that more of us are probably guilty of more subtle forms of stealing in this technological era.
但在这样一个科技时代里，我想我们更多人涉及一些更微妙形式的偷盗。
Are you involved in illegal downloading?
有没有非法下载过一些东西呢？
Do you make copies of music, computer games, or CDs, or computer software that you're supposed to pay for?
你有没有复制过一些音乐或者游戏软件是你本来应该付费的呢？
I had a friend who worked for a cable company.
我有一个朋友是在一个网络公司工作。
He told me that I could get free cable if he did something undercover for me.
他告诉我他可以私下里给我做弄一个免费的上网服务。
I told him I wasn't interested.
我告诉他我没有兴趣。
I've seen people in restaurants buy a Coke with free refills and then share it with other people.
我曾经见过一些人，他们在快餐店买一杯可乐，然后就不停的续杯给别人一起喝。
That's silly because the free refill is supposed to be for only one person.
这还是偷盗，因为那些续杯应该是一个人喝的。
Think back to the past. Have you ever stolen anything?
回想一下，你之前偷过什么东西吗？
How would you like it if somebody stole from you?
如果别人从你这里偷，你会怎样呢？
Once you want that person to apologize and give the possession back to you.
你希望这个人道歉并还给你吗？
Then it's your responsibility to go back to that person or to that company or to the store and to repay what you've taken. And you need to apologize.
如果是的话，你的责任就是要把东西还给那个人或者是一个店，而且去付上道歉。
And say, the store's too big, I never miss it.
你可能会说那个店很大，人家才不在乎呢。
But the store employs hard-working employees.And every time somebody steals from that organization, it worsens their employment.
但是那家店他雇佣了很多员工，那些努力工作的人，他们的福利可能会被这种偷盗行为而降低。
And besides, God saw you steal that.
而且当你偷的时候，神是看见的。
You say, I can't do that. I'll get in trouble with the law.
你可能会说，我不会那样做的，我会惹上官司的。
Well, if you get in trouble with the law, you deserve it.
如果你因为偷盗惹上官司，那是你应得的。
But there is a good chance that the person may show you mercy.
但有可能那个人会怜悯你。
You need to do the right thing, no matter what the consequences.
你应该去做正确的事，不论后果是如何。
Because it's a loving thing to do.
因为就是这样做是爱人。
And don't you want to get rid of that guilty feeling anyhow?
再说你不想除掉自己心里的罪疚感吗？
So how good are you at refraining from stealing?
所以你在这个不偷盗的事情上做得好吗？可以给自己打个分。
Give yourself a grade on a scale of 1 to 10.
可以试着给自己打个分。
The third group of commandments is found in verses 11 and 12, and it deals with communication.
第三组诫命在11到12节是和我们的交流有关。
Do not lie, do not deceive one another, do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord.
不可欺骗，也不可彼此说谎，不可指着我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名，我是耶和华。
Lord not only wants you to refrain from lying, but every form of deceitfulness.
神不仅禁止我们说谎，而且要我们杜绝一切的欺骗行为。
Now he certainly wants us to refrain from putting our hand on the Bible and then saying, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
他当然也禁止我们，虽然有时候有人手会按在圣经上宣誓说，我宣誓我只讲事实，完全的事实。
To say, so help me God, and then we go out and lie about it.
这个人会说，求主帮助我，然后会转过头来就开始撒谎了。
You see, if we make an oath using God's name, we're making God's name look bad.
如果我们用神的名来起誓，又不做到，我们是让神蒙羞。
Are you guilty of using deceit?
你有犯欺诈的罪吗？
We can deceive by body language, and we can even deceive by our silence.
有时候我们只是用肢体的语言或者沉默，也可能犯欺诈的罪。
We can deceive by exaggeration.
我们说夸大的话也会是欺诈的罪。
We can deceive by cheating on our tests.
我们考试作弊也是欺诈。
We can deceive by plagiarism.
我们论文抄袭也是欺诈。
We need to stop using deceit because when we do, we're taking advantage of other people, and that is not a loving thing to do.
我们需要停止欺诈，因为如果我们这样做，就不是在爱人，因为是在利用别人。
How good are you at refraining from deceit?
在不说谎、不欺诈这点上，你做的怎样呢？
Give yourself a grade on a scale from 1 to 10.
可以给自己打一个分。
Well, the fourth commandment can be found in verse 14.
第四个诫命是在14节。
This verse deals with relating to those who are disadvantaged.
是关于我们怎样和弱势的人对待他们的关系。
Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear your God. I am the Lord.
不可咒骂聋子，也不可将绊脚石放在瞎子面前，只要敬畏你的神，我是耶和华。
This verse is describing somebody with a sick sense of humor.
就是讲到的一种人是有他们有一种罪恶的幽默感。
He says, "Hey, let's make fun of that deaf guy."
他们说，来吧，让我们来戏弄一下这个聋子吧。
He won't even hear what we're saying.
他都不知道我们在说他什么。
Or he says, "Hey, let's put a log in front of that blind guy."
所以他们说，来吧，让我们把木头放在那个瞎子面前吧。
Wouldn't it be funny to watch him trip?
如果看到他摔倒又不知道，多滑稽啊！
God is saying, "Stop being a bully."
神会说不要欺压别人。
I don't think that most of us would ever think about cursing a deaf person or putting a log in front of a blind person.
像我们中大多数人可能不会有这些方法去对待残障人士。
But we can be guilty of having a mean sense of humor.
但我们仍有可能有这些低级的幽默。
Many of us have been guilty of making fun of somebody because of their appearance or because of their lack of intelligence.
我们中间可能有些人会取笑别人的外貌，或者取笑别人的智力，这样就是犯罪。
And it's not only a wrong thing when we do it to their face, but it's also a wrong thing if we do it behind their back.
我们当着别人的面这样做是错的，我们背着别人做也是错的。
Even if they never hear that we made fun of them, it's like cursing the deaf.
尽管他们可能都不会听到，不会察觉他们这样对待，但就像被骂人骂的那个聋子一样，我们这样做也不是爱人的表现。That's
definitely not a loving thing to do.
这样做绝对不是爱人的表现。
How would you like it if somebody made fun of you because of your handicap or because of your weakness?
如果别人嘲笑你的一些残障或者弱点，你会怎样呢？
Then don't make fun of other people.
所以不要拿别人开玩笑。
How good are you at refraining from bullying?
你在不欺压人、不欺负人这一点上做得怎样呢？
Give yourself a grade on a scale from 1 to 10.
可以给自己打个分。
Well, the fifth commandment can be found in verse 15, and this deals with making judgments.
第五个诫命在15节是关于审判的。
Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly.
你们施行审判，不可行不义，不可偏护穷人，也不可看重有势力的人，只要按照公义审判你的邻居。
Now, when it comes to choosing sides, we shouldn't be guilty of discriminating against the poor or to any other oppressed minority group.
当问题涉及在我们站在谁那一边的时候，我们可能会犯歧视穷人罪，也有可能是站在受压迫者的一边，也有可能犯罪。
But this passage also says that we should not be guilty of reverse discrimination.
这一段经文告诉我们，也不应该犯反向歧视的罪。
In other words, we should not give the poor or the oppressed minority group an unfair advantage just because they are poor or oppressed in the past.
也就是说，我们不能不要赋予穷人或者受欺压的群体一种他们承受不公平的优势，只是因为他们自己属于那个被欺压的群体。
How would you like it if somebody discriminated against you?
如果有人以歧视对待你，你会怎样呢？
Then don't do it to others.
所以就不要不公正地对待别人。
How good are you at refraining from discrimination?
你在不犯歧视的界面上可以打几分呢？
You give yourself a grade on a scale from 1 to 10.
可以试着打个分。
The sixth commandment is found in verse 16, and it deals with communication again.
第六诫命在16节，又是与言语交流有关的。
Do not go about spreading slander among your people.
不可在民中往来搬弄是非。
The Lord wants us to stop gossiping.
谁让我们禁止传舌？
Are you guilty of gossip?
你有犯过传舌的罪吗？
Do you tell little stories about someone behind their back?
你有没有曾经在别人背后谈论过别人呢？
Unfortunately, sometimes Christians are worse gossipers than non-Christians.
可惜的是，很多时候基督徒常常成为世上比其他人更恶劣的嚼舌的人。
And that can really tear a church apart and ruin a testimony.
很多时候不好的见证也让教会分裂。
How would you like it if somebody gossiped about you?
如果有人在背后议论你，你会怎样呢？
Then don't do it to others.
所以就不要这样对待别人。
How good are you at refraining from gossiping?
你在不要传舌这件事上做得怎样呢？
Give yourself a grade on a scale from 1 to 10.
可以试着打个分。
The seventh commandment can be found in verses 17 through 18, and this deals with how to treat people who have hurt you.
第七个诫命在17到18节是关于如何对待那些伤害过你的人。
Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in his guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
不可心里恨你的弟兄，总要指摘你的邻居，免得因他担罪。不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
There's three things that we can do when we are hurt by somebody.
对那些伤害我们的人，我们一般会有三种回应。
First, we can take revenge.
第一种是你可以报复。
But the Lord forbids that.
但上帝禁止你这样做。
Secondly, we can, keeping on that part, revenge just tends to escalate.
报复只会使仇恨升级。
It's not our job. It's God's, and it's the government's.
我们自己不能采取报复的方式，应该留给神和政府去做。
As Gandhi once said, if we all lived by the motto, an eye for an eye, we would all be blind.
就像甘地曾经说过的，如果我们真的是活在一个按着以眼还眼的方式来报复的世界，那我们每个人都要瞎了。
The second thing we can do is bottle our hatred up inside.
第二种回应的方式是我们会把怨气吞下在心里。
But the Lord also forbids that.
但神也禁止这样做。
He does not want us to keep our bitterness inside and just let it eat us all up inside.
他不希望我们心中滋生苦毒。
Instead, the third thing that we should do is this. God wants us to rebuke frankly those who hurt us.
相反的，第三种是神要我们去坦白的指摘那些伤害你的人。
He wants us to do this in a gentle but firm way.
他希望我们用温和但坚决的方式去指摘。
If we choose either of the first two options, we will share in that person's guilt.
如果我们选择是头两种回应方式，我们就是同担这个人的罪了。
Because we would have responded in an ungodly way.
因为我们没有用神所喜悦的方式去回应。
Is there somebody who's hurt you?
有没有人曾经伤害过你呢？
Maybe it's your mother.
可能是你的母亲。
It's a classmate.
可能是同学。
Maybe it's your ex-boyfriend.
可能是你的前男友。
Are you responding in the way that God would want you to respond?
你有没有按着神所喜悦的方式回应他呢？
Have you rebuked that person yet?
你有没有指责过这个人呢？
How good are you at rebuking those who hurt you?
对于你，如果指责那些伤害你的人，这一点上你做得怎样呢？
Give yourself a grade on a scale from 1 to 10.
可以试着给自己打个分。
Let's take a look at one more commandment in verse 32.
我们看32节里的另外一个诫命。
Rise in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God. I am the Lord.
在白发人面前你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神。我是耶和华。
The word for aged literally means gray-haired.
所以提到老人，实际上就是会白头发的人。
Now my hair is starting to turn gray.
现在我头发也开始灰白了。
So perhaps this verse should be applied to me.
这节可能适用于我。
But seriously, God wants us to show consideration and honor to those who are elderly.
神希望我们对于老人显出尊敬和体贴。
If we are in a crowded room or in a crowded bus and an elderly person comes, we should stand up and offer them our chair.
如果我们在拥挤的公车上或房间里有个老的年长的人进来，我们应该起身让座。
we need to make sure that we're showing honor to the elderly in our church. We should wait for them to greet us, but we should take the initiative to greet them. So how good are you at treating the elderly? Give yourself a grade on a scale from 1 to 10. Now, we've covered 8 commandments that we should do in order to love our neighbor as ourselves. First, take care of the poor. Secondly, do not steal. Third, do not be deceptive. Fourth, do not be a bully. Fifth, do not discriminate. Sixth, do not gossip. Seventh, rebuke those who have hurt you. And eighth, honor the elderly. So how will you apply this passage to your life? Maybe some of you will decide that you are going to donate to help the people in Haiti. Maybe some of you are going to need to repay those people whom you've stolen from. And maybe some of you need to rebuke those who have hurt you. Have you ever broken any of these commandments? James 2:10 says, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in just one little point is guilty of breaking all of it.
雅各书2:10说, 凡遵守全律法的,
in other words, if you only broke one of these commandments one time in your life, you are disqualified for heaven.
也就是说,
but most of us break the law of love several times a day.
但我们中大部分人一天就犯好多次这样的错误。
If we had to rely on our own righteousness, we would never be able to make it into heaven.
如果我们是依靠自己的义，我们就没有盼望进天国了。
But fortunately, there's hope.
但可惜的是，我们还有盼望。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
哥林多后书5:21节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
In other words, Jesus Christ perfectly kept the law of love.
也就是说，耶稣基督完全遵守了爱人的律法。
He always loved his neighbor as himself.
他总是爱邻居如同爱自己。
He died on the cross to take the punishment of for all the times that we broke the law of love.
他死在十字架上是为了除掉人类世代以来违反这爱的律法的刑罚。
If we put our trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we will receive the gift of righteousness from Jesus Christ.
如果我们信靠他，我们就可以接受耶稣的义，神就看我们为洁净。
And thus, God will consider us worthy to go to heaven.
神就看我们可以进天堂。
If you are not yet a Christian and you would like to receive this gift of righteousness, and if you would like God to come into your life so that He can help you to obey that law of love, then I encourage you to pray this prayer with me.
如果你还不是基督徒，但你愿意接受这份义的礼物，愿意让神进入你的生命，让他来帮助你遵守爱的律法，你可以这样跟我一起祷告。
Dear God, I'm sorry for breaking the law of love.
神，我为违背你爱的律法而认罪。
I have failed to love my neighbor as myself.
我没有爱我的邻居如同爱自己。
I have failed to love you as you should be loved.
我没有按照你本配得被爱的去爱回应你。
Thank you for Jesus.
谢谢你给我们耶稣。
Thank you that He perfectly obeyed the law of love.
感谢你他完全地遵守了爱的律法。
Thank you that He died on the cross to take the punishment of my sins.
感谢你让他耶稣让耶稣受死，为了拿去我们违背律法的刑罚。
Thank you that he rose again so that I may receive the gift of righteousness.
感谢你他复活，让我们可以承受他的义。
I now put my faith in him.
我愿意相信他。
Come into my life and make me the loving type of person that you want me to be.
请进入我的生命，让我可以遵守你爱的律法，成为你所喜悦的人。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
If you prayed that prayer, if you would like some counsel on how you could obey the law of love or how you can apply this passage to your life, I encourage you to talk to either a committed Christian that you may know or feel free to talk with me also.
如果你刚才做那样的祷告，你希望知道需要有人跟你交谈，可以找认识的基督徒或者是他自己。
We're going to go ahead and sing a song of response, and we'll just sing the first verse.
我们接下来唱一首回应诗歌，唱第一段。
Highways and byways of love.